Track 5.2, Unit 5, Exercise 2. Listen to two people answering a question about spending habits. Do you know anyone who is like either of the people described? Speaker 1.
My sister is definitely a soft touch. She's easy prey for all the adverts that tell us how much we really, really need the latest this, the newest that, or how we can't pass up the opportunity to get something at a knockdown price. And she's the first in the queue to splash out on something that she'll never get much use out of, but will sit gathering dust in her wardrobe along with all the other unopened stuff she's accumulated. She's a victim of the hard sell. The marketing people know how to push all the right buttons and get us to part with our money as soon as we get it.
Speaker 2.
It may be an age thing, this spend-spend attitude. As yet, I've got no responsibilities, no mortgage or loans, like my parents. So when I've got some spare cash, why not spend it? The time will come when I have to watch my money, I know that. But right now, I don't particularly care. What I do care about is being the only one in the class without the newest smartphone. Guess that makes me a bit shallow, but it's not that I've got this insatiable desire to buy stuff. It's just that I don't want to go without things if I can afford them, okay? And when I don't need things anymore, I don't hang on to them or let them clutter up my space. I'll chuck them out, I don't know, bin them, recycle, or donate them to charity. I don't easily attach sentimental value to my stuff. So, really, my spending habits are, in fact, helping others too, aren't they?